Mr. Abubakar Koulibaly, thank you very much for talking to UN News today.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for having me.
You are heading this UNDP mission to Cabo Delgado. You are now right now in Pemba, the capital city, to support the response to the crisis. Could you tell us what is exactly the situation right now?
The situation in Cabo Delgado, it's very complex with a multidimensional crisis going on. We have, since January, a surge in displacement in the province. Those people leaving their house because of insurgent group attack on their villages are dispersed in province of Cabo Delgado, Nampula, and Niassa. This crisis is adding to another crisis, which is COVID, hitting very hard in Cabo Delgado. So the population is facing a multi-layer crisis. 80% of the displacement now are in host community, not in camp. This is a very serious issue because it stresses the resource, the response capacity of the community, of the authority. The population has been generous, but the resources are limited. So when you host people from this difficult situation, you have to share everything. So it's very difficult for them, for displaced people, but also community hosting them.
And when you say host communities, they are being welcomed by other families, right?
Yes. We went on one neighborhood in Pemba, for example, where you can see the situation very clearly. You have in that neighborhood 25,000 population and 9,000 are displaced population. So the neighborhood normal population is 16,000. You add more 9,000 to the population in that neighborhood where you don't have sustainable and durable shelter. You have drainage system that's broken. And this population is exposed to health issues if we have to deal with flooding situation in the neighborhood with no proper drainage system. More population will be exposed to diseases like cholera and other things.
Have you had the chance to talk to the Mozambicans affected by this crisis?
Yes. Since our arrival, we went to that neighborhood to talk to people. We went there with the municipal authority. But also we visited a resettlement site in Marikwani, Nanzua B, where you have 5,000 displaced population with 950 families. They said to us they don't have enough food. The health service is limited. There is no school for the children. I know humanitarian has planned to distribute food, but additional effort must be taken to avoid food crisis, hunger in those resettlement sites. UNDP has been providing support on livelihood in coordination with WFP, but I think we need to add more capacity to what we are providing.
So take us through, if you can, the roots of this conflict. So what happened there and what needs to happen in order for the situation to be normalized?
The crisis in northern Mozambique is very, very complex. It's important to know the root causes of this conflict and the crisis they are facing. But I think the most important issue is to understand that beside the vulnerability linked to high poverty rate, this province is in the ranking in Mozambique, the last province in the country. Yet the province has the highest health of natural resources. They have liquefied natural gas reserve in Africa, the biggest, one of the biggest in the world. But development is lacking. So local grievances existed before the insurgency in 2017. In the extreme northeast, we have this extremist group intensifying attack on villages, burning houses, killing, and making some very violent attack on population. So if you mix that insurgency with the local grievances in terms of access to services, economic opportunity they are lacking, and the expectation that governance system has to be reformed, you will see a cocktail of a crisis. So that's what we are facing here. We need to address them comprehensively. We need to address, yes, insurgency, terrorism risk that we have in the country, but also we need to speak to those local grievances. How, if I'm a youth in Cap Delgado, what is my option in terms of economic opportunity? What is my option to live better, to escape from crisis, but also escape from the climate risk that the province is exposed to have better life? So we need to have a comprehensive approach in dealing with conflict prevention, social cohesion, but also we need to provide more support to local government to have capacity to prevent, manage, and respond to crisis. And UNDP is seeking a comprehensive approach of dealing with conflict prevention, peace building dimension of it, so we can create in a space where development work can start. But also talking to provincial authority, we see there is a lot of space to strengthen the capacity of local government in terms of providing security service, justice, but also local registration for the population. If you're not registered, how can you access support, social protection services? But also you need to insist on the regional cooperation, because when we are talking about insurgent group, you will have fighters from abroad. So I think it's important for UN to support the idea that the government can enclench in the sub-region this regional dialogue in terms of cooperation.
You mentioned an element that is extremely important, the youth. How can we help engaging the youth in this quest for peace and avoiding them falling into extremism and radicalism?
Our approach will be youth and women will be targeted group to ensure they play their share role in the response. That's what we are focusing on, service provision, so they can have access to services, but also providing economic opportunity. The simplistic way to put it is, if the cost for me to join an extremist group or criminal behavior is less than living the condition I'm in today, I will join because I will change my life. So we have to look at the insensitive they will have to remain in a legal behavior and working to want the world to have better life. So they need opportunity for that. So you have $1 billion investment in a province, but a lot of youth, they don't have qualification. They are left out. How do you address that? I think we need to provide a response through vocational training, working in network with local private sector. So our approach will be focusing on those youth that's left behind. On the peace building side, it's important that people participate, because one of the elements that's important in conflict setting is how inclusive institutions are. If we have peace committee at the village level, at district level, or municipal level, and it's excluding women, it's excluding youth, we can reasonably say that we are doing a peace. So we need to be inclusive in all the things we will be doing to ensure that youth are part of the process of social cohesion, social dialogue, committee at their level, to contribute their own view and participate to the decision making. And UNDP response also focus on how we can be gender transformative in our response. We focus on how women can be economically empowered to play the role they are doing. There are several women now as a head of household dealing with how I can get food, how I can pay rent while I'm displaced. So it's important to provide some of the response to them directly in terms of income generating activity. But also we see lot of these people, they are very skilled on things like art, but now there is no market. So how you recycle those people in a small trade activity so they can have regular revenue and have better life?